Do not start your next teacher prep time until you finish this podcast episode. Why? Because today I'm sharing my exact strategy for elementary teachers who are tired and strapped for time, but want to be prepared for the next week before it starts so they can actually leave work at work over the weekend. Are you ready? Let's chat teacher time.
Welcome to the Teacher Time Podcast, a space where teachers are empowered to take control of their prep time so they can enjoy their time off guilt-free. You know how teachers are always working long hours? Here, we're changing that norm together by tackling your biggest productivity questions and planning challenges. I'm your host, Stephanie Pilevchik, kindergarten teacher, toddler mama, and your very own productivity mentor. I know what it takes to get your important tasks done so you can consistently work your scheduled hours as a teacher, and I'm sharing it all with you here. In this community, we believe that you can be an effective teacher without sacrificing your free time. So let's ditch that constant cycle of overwhelm for teacher time strategies that work. Why? Because your time matters.
Hello, hello, teacher friend. Welcome back to the Teacher Time Podcast and to our third episode in the Prep Time Productivity Series. If you missed it, in the first two episodes of this series, we ran through simple prep time tips to help you make the most of the time that you do have. So basically, I shared some top time management strategies and how they apply to your teacher life. And then the second episode of this series was all about common prep time problems that teachers face and their solutions. If you missed those, definitely go back and listen to them. I shared, honestly, some game-changing strategies that are going to help you right away. This episode is the third in the series, and it's actually the final episode in this Prep Time Productivity series. So we are going to be talking about how to get planned and prepped before the weekend, despite the fact that you're exhausted and have a little energy and little time. Recently, in my Instagram stories, I asked the question, what is your biggest challenge when it comes to prep time? And one of the most common responses that I got was that you're just so exhausted from the day that by the time you sit down for prep time, you literally cannot fathom doing any work in that moment. Like, you just want to curl up on the flexible seating in your classroom or even on the floor and take a nap. This is so relatable. So many of us have felt this way because teaching is mentally and physically draining. That's why hashtag teacher tired is a thing, right? But I really do believe that we can acknowledge this challenge and also not stay stuck in it. Why should we, right? If you've listened to the previous episodes in this little series, and really any episode in the podcast, you know that I want to encourage us to acknowledge and validate our feelings, acknowledge these challenges that we have, but then do something about it, right? We need to take on a growth mindset. I'm sure you've heard the saying, like, you're not a tree. If you don't like how something is going, move, change it. We're kind of going to do that today. So in today's episode, I'm going to tell you exactly why you're so exhausted and how you can make some changes that will help make teaching more sustainable, will help you have more energy to get some things done, or at least not use more energy than you need to, so that you're not bringing work home with you and you're able to get your most important tasks done during the week. Isn't that what every teacher wants to do? We want to be planned and prepped ahead of time. So let's acknowledge our challenges and come up with solutions. I feel like I'm kind of repeating myself from the second episode in this series because this episode definitely piggybacks off of that. We're just sort of addressing a different challenge that I didn't necessarily talk a ton about in that episode. So what is the problem, right? The problem is we are so exhausted by the time prep time starts that doing anything feels like a challenge. And maybe you've tried the shorter to-do lists, right? One of the things that I talked about was writing a more focused to-do list. And this is an effective strategy. That's why I talked about it. But if you're having to do that every single day, that can still be kind of tiring. So it's a good strategy to take with you, especially when unexpected things come up. It's helpful, it's important. But if you're having to do that every day, there's still this sense of like winging it that you're doing. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to. That's the real reason why we're not able to get planned during the week. It's not solely a lack of time, even though it may be a shorter time than you desire. It's actually that we're winging our prep time. And what I mean by that is like we don't have a plan for your prep time. And this is causing more exhaustion and ultimately making it harder to be productive during your prep in a way that's going to allow you to leave work at work and get your important things done. You're going to hear me say those things a lot in this episode in particular. So I want to talk about why winging your prep time doesn't work. And what I mean by that, first of all, so like winging your prep time means like my prep time's about to start and I really don't have a plan for what I'm going to get done. Or I'm having to day after day come up with a new plan for what I'm going to do during that prep time. So not having a plan for what you're going to work on during your prep time doesn't work because of the challenges that we talked about in the previous episodes. Number one, you don't have an endless amount of time. So having to figure out what you're going to work on at the start of your prep time is wasting valuable time. Number two, you have a lot to do. So it's hard to decide. It's hard to prioritize in that moment, particularly when you're exhausted. And there are interruptions that come up. And so not knowing what you're going to get back to when those interruptions come up, that can pose a challenge as well. These are the challenges. When we go into our prep time with no plan, of course we're going to want to take a nap because that's easier than trying to decide which of the million things you should work on first. But the problem with this is one of two things is going to happen. You're either going to sit there and stare like into space and just like not work on anything, and then you're going to have to bring work home with you that night to catch up on. So then you're going to still be exhausted because you're going to continue to be in work mode even after you leave school. Or you're going to procrastinate all week, not do anything during your prep time because you're so exhausted, and then you're going to have to work all weekend. Both of these things are not sustainable in the long run, and I know because I've been there. And that is why I want to share what you need to do instead. So what you need, what all elementary teachers need, is a plan for your prep time. And honestly, not just a plan, you need a routine. Why do you need a routine for your prep time? Well, for the reasons that I just said, but also because you make thousands of decisions every single day. Like, I feel confident saying that you make hundreds, if not thousands, of in-the-moment decisions every single day. And what this leads to is decision fatigue. You may have heard me talk about this before. Decision fatigue is like the exhaustion that comes from making particularly in the moment decisions, because this is using a lot of like your mental capacity. It's using a lot of energy and it's draining. And so what happens is when we reach decision fatigue because of all of these in the moment decisions, our decision making is actually impaired. So we either don't do anything, right? That's that feeling like, I'm just going to nap because I'm exhausted. Or we do things that really like don't matter and aren't that important. Like we kind of like do busy work, or we do things that are just like easy, but they're not really making a difference in whether or not we're like prepped. You know what I mean? When you have a routine for your prep time, you can actually decrease the amount of decision making that you have to do and ultimately decrease the decision fatigue. Because when you pre-decide a routine for your prep time, the decision is made for you ahead of time. This is especially helpful if you come up with a prep time routine when you're not already like exhausted, right? So if you're pre-deciding what you're going to do, you can make sure that you're planning out all of the important things that have to get done, all of the things that are going to allow you to leave work at work over the weekend mentally and physically. And so what I mean by that is like your lesson planning. You can make sure your lesson plans are done. You can make sure that all of your activities are prepped. You can make sure that your small group plans are done. Like, you can make sure that your grading that needs to be done is done. So really, the answer and the strategy that I recommend for being able to get planned before the weekend is having a prep time routine, something that your routine that you follow day after day, week after week, that allows you to get your important stuff done so that you can leave work at work. So I want to run through some of my top tips for creating that routine for your prep time. And just so you know, what I actually do refer to this as is a prep schedule. It's a schedule for your prep time. It's not a to-do list. It's the routine that you follow for your week. So here are some tips for creating that routine. So tip number one would be to use a task batching approach. So task batching is when you group like tasks together and you focus on completing those tasks in a work session. This works because you're not expending mental energy into multiple spaces. You're helping your brain focus all of its energy on a specific type of task instead. So for example, like lesson planning, you batch your lesson plans so that you can focus your mental energy on just planning. Another tip for setting up your prep time routine is to know the amount of time that you have and the amount of time that it takes you to complete different tasks. When you are really clear on the time that you do have and how long it takes you to complete different tasks, you can successfully plan out a routine for your prep time that's based on facts and not just like wishful thinking, right? Like not just being like, oh, I'm definitely going to get these five things done during this prep time. Well, if you're just kind of like hoping to get those done and you don't really like know that it's possible, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. And that's like, that just makes you feel busy, right? It makes you feel busy but not productive. It makes you feel like you have to take work home, and that's just not what we want. And then another tip for creating your prep schedule is to make sure that what you are working on is truly important. And I said this a lot in this episode, is making sure that your important tasks are done. Here's the thing. When we're tired, we tend to just pick the easiest thing on our to-do list instead of the most important. Or sometimes, I know teachers do this, we create more unnecessary work for ourselves. Really, not just teachers, people do this. We do this. We create unnecessary work for ourselves, busy work, things we think we need to do that we actually don't need to spend our time doing. These might be like nice to-do things, like things that you kind of like. They make your heart happy, like, you know, creating bright, beautiful labels for all of our teacher supply bins. Like, I am not saying that this isn't nice to have, because it is, and I absolutely adore a beautiful organization system as much as the next teacher. It makes my teacher heart super happy. But what I am saying is, if you are stressed and working too much, make sure that you're not spending your time and energy doing things that don't truly need to be done. Do the important things, the things that are going to allow you to leave work at work. So like that, and all that other stuff is like your, those are like your may do tasks, right? Okay. So I feel like I just rambled on about how to, you know, make the most of your prep time despite being tired and having a lack of time. So I just want to quickly recap the main points that we made in this episode. So first and foremost is to acknowledge that teaching can be mentally and physically draining, and it's okay to say that you're tired, but let's come up with a solution. And then we talked about what the real reason is why you're not able to get planned and prepped, and it's because of decision fatigue, which is when you are so exhausted from making in the moment decisions that the thought of making another decision during your prep time just pushes you over the edge. And so the way that we combat that, the strategy that works time and time again for making sure that you are planned and prepped for the next week ahead of time so that you're not bringing work home with you on nights and weekends, is having a routine for your prep. In other words, a prep schedule. And when you are creating this prep schedule, the schedule of what you're going to do during each prep time that you have throughout the week, you need to use task batching. Get really clear on your time and tasks. Make sure that what you're working on is truly important. Here's the ultimate point that I want you to walk away with today. Having a plan for your prep time is the single most important factor in your ability to be prepared to teach, to leave work at work on nights and weekends, and achieve a sustainable day-to-day where you have your free time back and you can be present while you're teaching and while you're not. If you're ready to create a prep time plan that allows you to do that, I can walk you through this in three easy stages inside of my mini training, Prep Time Makeover. Prep Time Makeover is a pre-recorded training where you're going to learn exactly how to get clear on your time and tasks and put all of your important tasks into a schedule based on the time that you have for yourself and task batching. This is what they should be teaching teachers how to do in college and professional developments. But since this hasn't ever been provided for us, I created it for you because I have a solid system for doing this and you deserve to have it too. You can get more information and sign up at www.teachinglittleleaders.com/makeover. Thank you again so much for being here today. Thanks for joining me during this Prep Time Productivity series. I've loved chatting with you about my passion topic, and I hope that you learned some valuable strategies that will help you make the most of the time that you do have and begin to lead a more sustainable day-to-day as a teacher. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you loved what we talked about here and want to connect further, you can find everything you need on my website, www.teachinglittleleaders.com. And if you loved this episode in particular, share it with your teacher friends by taking a screenshot and posting to Instagram stories. Make sure to tag me at Teaching Little Leaders so I can see it and reshare. I'll see you next Tuesday. Have a fabulous week.